This is live. This is Connect the Dots. Hey, we just did away with the music today, but next week it'll be back, hopefully. You know, things come and go. What can I say? Except I'm here. This is Connect the Dots radio show, and this is your host, Tom Edison. That's right. And it's Connect the Dots without the music beginning, but the music at the end of the show. Listen, did I ever tell you about Thought Attraction Flypaper? Yeah, well, if you don't know about it, it's because I'm the guy who invented the term Thought Attraction Flypaper. It's in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. I tell everybody to buy that book because in that book there's things that nobody else ever talked about, nobody else has apparently seen, and nobody else is even aware of, because I'm an original. I go out in the world and I do my own investigations. I do my own discoveries, and that's what you should be doing too. Hey, you know what? I was just listening to this guy, Charles Green. He's got the show before me, and all I got to say is this guy really brings some amazing information to you, the listener, and he is one of the best when it comes to revealing information. Always talking about great things like monatomic gold, talking about dispersing the clouds. Listen, I say to the clouds, disperse and they disperse. Hey, it's a good something to try. You know, we all see small clouds in the sky. Don't try talking to the chemtrails there. But maybe that'll work on the chemtrails too, but again, we just wish they weren't up there. What's wrong with politicians? I'm sure it's been called to their attention. They don't want to do anything. Well, just look at the Congress. They don't want to do anything, period. They just want to grandstand in front of the cameras, call each other names, and do nothing except collect bribe money. That's the serious situation we have with government. It's always been like that. Hey, I just got to say, the most important thing happening in the world now is what's upcoming. It's a meditation event. You know, I know a lot of people, meditation, they don't want to even get involved. But actually, everybody can meditate, and everybody should participate, at least. January 20th, January 21st. I'm on the East Coast here, so it'll be 11 minutes after midnight on January the 21st. That's the beginning of real early Monday morning, 12:11 a.m. You know, it's that's the time to get calm yourself down, sit down, and if you don't understand meditation, just sit and be quiet and focus your thoughts on projecting love. How do you project love? Well, there's love in your heart. You just like say, I want to send my love out there to Mother Earth. And basically, that's a simple way of thinking of the meditation. But it's a global thing happening. January 20th, January 21st, the time, if you go on the internet, you'll find the time is, they give you, it's 5:11 a.m. UTC, or Greenwich time, as in Greenwich, England, or we can call it UK time. That there, on the British Isles, it's going to be 5:11 in the morning, but in New York City, it's going to be 12:11 to coincide with 5:11 in the UK, it'll be 11 minutes after midnight, or 12:11 a.m. January 21st. Now, if you're on the California coast there, the Pacific time, Oregon, Washington also, it's going to be 9:11. Oh, there's those numbers. 9:11. 9:11 p.m. on the 20th. Is the same time as 5:11 a.m. on the 21st, in England. Okay? So it's going to be different times in different places of the world for different people. But the time to coordinate with is 5:11 a.m. over there in the British Isles in England. Greenwich time, or it's sometimes abbreviated UTC, whatever that stands for. We don't even have to know. But you can Google it and look it up. And talk about Google, you know, hopefully it'll eventually get straightened out. You got to keep on top of things in life. I Googled the name of my book, Connected Dots Theory, and then all of a sudden I realized the Google people had listed my book as fiction when it's not fiction. Everything in the book is truth. And I had to call the book publisher, and hopefully they've straightened the matter out. And because the things I talk about, it's all based on truth and fact, observation, correlation, etc. There's no fiction in my book whatsoever. It's a non-fiction book. It's a book about truth. It's a book about trying to educate the general public, and it does that job. And I tell people every week, go out and buy the book. It doesn't cost that much, you know, especially with a download or something like that. All you have to do is Google it, and you'll see all the opportunities, Amazon, iTunes. If you want the physical book, it's at Barnes & Noble. And there's something about a physical book that's better than just downloading it. Physical book. It costs a little more, but then you've got the pictures right out in front of you, and you can... what can I say? You perceive it in a different context. It's a real object, a book, you know. And you can lay the pages out, and you can flip back to another section of the book faster than you can on the computer, believe it or not. You know, I'm one of these non-technology people. You know, we'd all be better off without these... living our world through our cell phones. That's part of the put you to sleep in the matrix trick that they're fooling everyone. People are living their lives through cell phones, which is not good because you're being controlled. If you don't see it, I don't know, watch the movie The Matrix again and listen to people when they tell you that you're being over controlled by your cell phone. You're relying too much on it. You know, we're human beings, not vegetables. Beans, different type of beans there. We are human beings, but we're really spirits in the human body. And there's a certain thing about being a human in a body. It's supposed to be an enjoyable life. And you can have a lot more fun living life, just taking a walk through the woods or swimming in the ocean, you know, connecting with the physical things, sitting in front of a computer screen. No, no, no. Get away from that. It's like, you know, we're all stuck dealing with computer screens to a certain extent nowadays, but at the same time, you're better off taking a swim in the ocean. Let the waves take you for a whoosh back and forth. But, you know, something to think about, you know. Human beings were not designed. This life as a human, it wasn't designed to be sitting in front of a screen. You know, too many young people are sitting there playing video games. Yeah, they're having fun as kids, but at the same time, it's got nothing to do with being a human being, you know? It's false fun, you know? And you might want to look at it like this, not really look at it like this, but understand that you're being manipulated. I mean, the personnel and what they promote for you on TV, they're talking to you constantly about all these great things you can do with your electronic things, and you, basically they've got you in jail already. You just don't realize it. Your home has become your jail, where you do everything there. You don't need to go out. You just go. You're living your life through the video screen, and so the more they can keep you in your house and you don't go out and connect with the sunshine, the air, the rain, the snow, the ocean, the sand, the woods, the creatures, you don't go out and connect with all of that, you're not, it's like you're in jail. Your house is your jail. Oh, it's a comfortable jail, yeah. And you can download all the movies you want in a matter of seconds, and you'll be able to do it in a fraction of a section with the new 5G. And, of course, that's what they're trying to whet your appetite with. Meanwhile, they're not telling you that the 5G is going to kill you. That's right. Bodies are not made to withstand 92,000 pulses per second going through them. No. The 5G is designed to kill you. They know that. And they're not telling you that. They're just conning you on because they've already conned you to spend your whole life in your house, your jail cell, and not go out. You don't need to go out because you can order the food delivered to your house. You can and just sit on the couch and spend your whole day looking in the video screen. And that's pretty sad. You know, everybody needs to break away from that. Go outside. You know, kids growing up today, they're missing out on what it really is to be a kid and enjoy life and be outside and running and playing and doing things. And I hate to have to talk about these things, but they need to be talked about because society is under the wrongful manipulation of the controllers of society. We're killing ourselves to some extent. The social fabric of society is being destroyed to some extent. And we're being over-controlled by unrealistic, oppressive laws. That's right. The laws are not helping you. They're suppressing you. And it's time to wake up and smell the coffee, as the saying goes. Anyhow, let me just say it again. I'm going to say it throughout the whole show. January 20th, January 21st, it's the global meditation. Look it up and find out what it's about. If you're on Twitter, the guy that knows is your best informer of this event, his hashtag is CobraInfo1, at CobraInfo1. Tweet him, look up his tweets. But there's, or just mark it on your calendar and be there and find out what time the event will be happening in your time zone. You know, January 21st, 11 minutes into the morning, 12:11 a.m. on that Monday, early Monday morning, 12:11 a.m. in New York City. If you're on the West Coast, it's 9:11. Ooh, those numbers, 9:11 p.m. on January 20th. It'll be happening there. So be there or be square, as the saying goes. Participate. Sit down. Take all the anxiety. If you don't understand meditation, you just want to quiet your mind. Sit there, close your eyes, and then project love. The whole purpose of meditation is to bring more love into planet Earth. And when millions of people are doing this, we will help progress ourselves into the future, and will help bring on this other thing called the event that our galactic friends are preparing for us, where the energy whoosh will go through all of us and go through the Earth at a particular time. The only thing holding it back now is we need more love on the planet. Don't waste your time arguing with people. Just walk away from them, whatever. We need, I don't care if you agree with me or not, but I'm going to tell it like it is. We need more willful segregation. People need to segregate themselves from the people that they don't get along with and be amongst the people that they do get along with. So we need willful segregation. You know, it's a good thing. It's a smart thing. You want integration? Well, you need to make it into what, say, the afterlife where everything is integrated and everybody gets along. But we're on planet Earth now, and it's still under the control of the bad guys. And no, everybody doesn't get along with everybody. And that's a reality. But we do get along with people of similar thinking. And we all want to have similar thinking on January 21st, and participate in this global meditation. Again, set up by the good ETs, our galactic friends, the Galactic Federation of Light. Start acquainting yourself with these things, because it is part of our future. Eventually, they are going to land their craft here, and we need to be ready to jump into the situation, because once they do, reality on Earth is going to change, and for the better. Meanwhile, we have to deal with what we have to deal with here, and we need to all start talking about the 5G, that it doesn't get turned on. We need to talk about the chemtrails, that the planes get stopped, and we need to get our government to take some actions on these things. You know, government, in theory, is supposed to serve the people, but we know they don't. They serve themselves. Some of the worst people in the world are in government, unfortunately. You know, and they're crooks. That's right. Most of them are crooks. There's a few good people out there, but the majority of them are crooks, bribe-taking crooks. They only care about themselves, and they're so stupid. They have the power to stop this 5G from killing us all. But no, they're going to allow us all to get killed as far as they're concerned. And they themselves are going to get sick and die from the 5G if it gets turned on. That's how stupid these people in government are. I mean, it's unbelievable. And it's not just the Democrats who are stupid. All government people are stupid. There's a few smart people. But they're always in the minority. So we're all stuck with governments that are worthless. You know, they're bribe-taking losers, have no intelligence, have no wisdom, and they'll sell us out for another 10 votes. Someone will sell us out for another single vote. And this is the unfortunate thing about how things are done on planet Earth. But it's going to change. I can't wait till the ETs show up. You know, they're going to break into our broadcast the day before and say, hey, people of Earth, we're going to land with our big ships tomorrow. I can't wait till this happens, you know. And then they're going to see to it that the people of planet Earth get in line with galactic law. The Galactic Codex, which basically gives us all the rights that have been stolen from us by government. And it'll be a more loving world at that point. It will be the beginning. But we can start on it now, because love is a powerful emotion. Every human being who has a heart basically can project love. You know, again, it's intent. You got to want to project it. And you could want to do that. You should want to do that. And you should want to participate on January 21st, the global meditation. We all need to participate in that. It's called the collective participation of members of the human race. The more people that participate, the more powerful the results of the meditation. It's already been proven that meditations with large amounts of people change reality. You know? And the intent for this meditation, we all need to be focused on the same thing. The intent is love, bringing, anchoring love into planet Earth. Because the more love we have here, the harder it's going to be for these evil mother effers that are ruining our lives by over controlling everything. It's going to make it very hard for them to continue their path. And that's what we want, because we want these creatures to get off our world, go somewhere else, go. If you're an evil creature out there, the only thing you can do for everybody is remove yourself from our planet. We don't want you here. You know? We've had enough of your BS, and you need to either change your evil ways or to head for the central sun, as the saying goes, and disintegrate. And that's what they're going to do when the ETs land. They're going to search you evil jokers out, and they're going to give you your final lecture, and if you don't snap out of your evil ways, you're going to be tossed into the central sun. And I think that's a good plan. Anyhow, let's talk some common sense here. You know, the laws are all oppressive, pretty much. We don't need laws, we need understandings, because people respond better to mutual understandings and agreements rather than inflexible laws. Laws are really originated by, you know, evil, over-controlling groups like the Anunnaki and others. I would blame the Anunnaki. They're the biggest manipulators of mankind that ever existed. That, I mean, their systems are still in place. That's why we still have problems in this world, because we're working with systems that they set up for control. And control is not the way for humans to get along. Like I said, people respond better to mutual understandings and agreements rather than inflexible laws. And it's not so much the ideology that determines whether a belief system will be successful or not, but rather the implementation of that ideology that will be the determining factor as to its success or failure. You know? And just let me top that up. You know, just because one exception can be found that does not hold true in regard to the concepts or conclusions of a theory, or etc., that one exception does not necessarily negate the whole theory or the validity of the relevant facts and reasoning that support the theory. There's always a room for an exception. There's exceptions to everything. And just finding that exception and just making note of that exception, it doesn't negate the whole theory or whatever you're talking about. It's an exception, and there's even exceptions to exceptions, because that's how things are. Hey, did I ever tell you, in one way or another, all things are connected? So if you're not part of the solution, then you're part of the problem. And there's too many people out and about in this world that are part of the problem. You know, just turn on the TV, problem with the government, political parties, they're part of the problem. Absolutely. We really don't need political parties. They are a problem in themselves. And that's why, you know, it's mentioned on my DBS profile. And I talk about it for maybe 1 minute during my show. That's why I'm running for president of the United States. Hey, look it up, 2020presidenttomedison.com. I have the most impressive website anybody ever put together. But that's why I'm running, because for president, because we need an intelligent person who's not political. I hate politics. Politics is as bad as political correctness. And political correctness, by definition, is a lie. Think about it. That's right. Political correctness, by definition, is a lie. So why would anybody want to be politically correct? And that's it. I'm running for president of the United States as an individual. I'm doing this whole thing by myself. You know, I wish I could get some help from people. I don't have the money to hire the people, but if I had the money, I would have won the last election too, because that's all it really takes is money. Doing it without money, it's a hard trip, and I'm doing it as a write-in candidate. But that's the only way to beat the big guys, because they don't believe a write-in candidate can prove the votes. But I'm here to prove them wrong. Hey, help me prove them wrong. Did I ever tell you about the passing along of thoughts phenomenon? I don't know if anybody else has experienced this, but it happens with me. Anytime I'm among a group of people, and we're talking or whatever, and during the conversation, you might have thought about saying something and then hold yourself back. But every time with me, if I think about something and just don't say it, and hold back, within a couple of seconds, somebody in that group that I'm amongst will say exactly what I thought that I decided I was going to say. It happens to me all the time. It's been happening for, I lost track how many years ago it started, but it happens to me all the time. Hey, is there anybody out there listening? Has that happened to you? Hey, call in. I mean, this, by the way, this is a call-in radio show. Like the radio show before me is not a call-in radio show. It might be good to be a call-in radio show because Mr. Charles Green there, he has a lot of interesting things to say. But my show is a call-in radio show. The number is 888-627-6008. Or if you look it up, you're listening to the show through your computer, the numbers on the BBS radio site, the call-in number is there. But if you're listening some other way, through your phone, or there's a phone listening number too for the show. And you can find that all out by going on your computer, BBS Radio. And my show is Connect the Dots, Station 1, Saturday at 10 p.m. Pacific Time. And if you're over here in New York, it's about 1:30 a.m. on a Sunday already. If you're in the U.K., it's like 6:30 a.m. And the rest of you guys, you got to figure out what time it is where you are. But it's time for a dumb blonde joke. Hey, you got to break it up once in a while. I might have told this joke before, but it's worth telling again. Dumb blonde jokes. Ha 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 ha. When I was a child, I had bleach blonde hair. It got darker as I grew older. So I'm not worried about, I'm not offended by dumb blonde jokes. Nobody should. It's, the idea of a dumb blonde joke is that the individual, by continuously dyeing their hair bleach blonde, the chemicals seeped into the brain and they became a dumber person. That's why they call it dumb blonde jokes. So here it is. One dumb blonde was standing on one side of the river, and the dumb blonde called over to the other dumb blonde on the other side of the river, and the dumb blonde said to the other dumb blonde on the other side of the river, "Hey, how do I get to the other side of the river?" And then the dumb blonde on the other side of the river said, "You're already on the other side." Well, you think about that one for a while. Anyhow, what can I say? the chicken and egg story. You know, it's important to know a few jokes in life. Jokes are something that a lot of people now, younger people, don't know. People used to pass joke sheets around, but it doesn't seem to be happening too much anymore. But it's important to know a few jokes, because jokes make people laugh. You know, here's a riddle that I turned into a joke. You know, for years, people still debate this. Scientists debated. Everybody debates this one, and it's, you know, it's one of those things that never really gets solved. But who came first, the chicken or the egg? Well, it took a comedian to solve that riddle. Who came first, the chicken or the egg? Well, here's how the comedian solved it. Who came first, the chicken or the egg? Well, in the heat of the moment, they actually came together. Parents, explain that to your children. Anyhow, we're talking about parents. You better get yourself a microwave meter and go into the school if you have children in school and see the horror that they're being subjected to every day. And this is with only the 4G systems. You know, children are being put at risk when you send them to school. Not a good place to send them. I recommend everybody homeschools your kids now, because you can't trust the schools. First of all, they're terrorist targets, or false flag targets, either one. And, yeah, most of the school shootings and stuff like that, these are false flag operations. Don't let the media fool you. Don't let the government fool you. It's the secret government behind it. They're doing this to terrorize you. Evil, can we say? Evil groups hiding within even the United States government. Evil groups hiding within other governments. They're part of the New World Order. Cause chaos, destruction, fear, so we can form the one world totalitarian government. Well, and part of that program is messing with your children. Your children are at risk going to school. Seriously, get yourself a microwave meter and prove it to yourself. Walk into school, put the meter on, and see what your poor children are being subjected to in the classroom. There's too much Wi-Fi with the computers, and there's too much other microwave frequencies. And basically, you're sending your children to a microwave oven for 7-8 hours a day. Seriously, you need to do something about this. Don't just be horrified. You need to prove it to yourself, and the only way you can do that is you have to get yourself a microwave meter. You know? You can't find them at the dollar store. You can find them on the internet. They're not cheap. But how can you put a price tag on your children's health, really? And don't let your children get vaccinated. The school doesn't want to take them in. Take them out of school then. School isn't offering anything except brainwashing and microwaving your children. What are they really offering your children? You know, the social structure of school is still, it's not what it used to be. And so what you might have experienced going through school, your kids are experiencing something different now, and on top of that, they're sitting in a microwave oven. You don't understand the implications of this. Your DNA is being destroyed. Many of your kids already, their DNA has been destroyed. Well, they will never have children. You know, this is a serious situation here. And if you're listening to me in California, you're one of the teachers that are contemplating going on strike, you need to bring that information up too in your strike campaign about the safety of the classrooms. It's not safe being there. You know, there's electronics all should be in fiber optic cables, not being broadcasted. Because the broadcasting frequencies are detrimental to the health of human beings. We're all subjected to too much already. Even if we're not on our cell phone, the airwaves are clouded, and with the new Slim Jim antennas on the top of the buildings that's getting ready for the 5G, you know, we're being saturated with dangerous microwaves. And this is a serious issue, and don't count on your fake government, your bribe-taking, don't do nothing for the common citizen government to protect you from this. First of all, they're too stupid to even contemplate everybody in government is basically too stupid to contemplate the dangers here, or they're too gutless to talk about it, or they're too uncaring, period, and only caring about themselves, even though they should realize that all this negative vibrations in the airwaves and all the chemtrail poison of the air is affecting them too. But they're too gutless to do something about it. They have the power to make the laws to change the situation, and they're not doing their job. Again, this is why I'm running for president. Because as president, I can certainly order these people and basically get them to do their job or quit. Because what a waste of taxpayers' money. I mean, these people, they got a cushy job. They don't really have to do any labor. And they can't even do the cushy job because they don't know how to get along. They don't have any solutions. They all need to be hiring people, solution people, all of them. Because they're no good with solutions. And they don't know how to get along with each other. And they're brain dead. Period. I don't think I'm being too harsh. I think I'm being fair about it. Most politicians are brain dead, or they're cowards, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, government doesn't serve the people. They serve the New World Order, all of them. You know, the people, the New World Order that wants to enslave everyone further, more than they're enslaved already. The New World Order that wants to knock off 95% of the population by any means. Yeah, they'll kill you with the vaccines, they'll kill you with the chemtrails, they'll kill you with the 5G, they'll kill you with the HARP, they'll kill you by poisoning your food with pesticides, round them up, yeah. And they'll kill you with all the other things. You know, the all fruit coming into the United States is irradiated now, which only destroys the value, plus it gives you a little more radiation. Radiation is cumulative, not good for your health. And they've allowed this to happen. You know, it's the Democrats and Republicans. You got to blame them for everything. Forget it. We all know that the Democrats are like, really, they've all gone insane. The Democratic Party. But the Republican Party isn't far behind. Both parties stink. You know, that's why I'm running for president as a non-political right-in candidate. You know, I don't have any obligation to any party, and I would never join any political party. Political parties are the problem. Everything wrong with America is the cause of political parties. Making bad laws. When was the last time U.S. government made a good law? Oh, boy. I don't know. That's a rough one. I don't know. Oh, they allowed people to make a right turn on the red. You know, after people had to suffer waiting for red lights for 75, 85 years, then they finally made a law, oh, you could turn on the right. Now, that was a good law. It gave people freedom. And, of course, many of the towns wanted to take that freedom back from you and put up the signs, no turn on red. but that's about the last time I could think the government did something that was beneficial to everybody. If we had to list all the good things the government has done for us, I don't know. We could probably count them on our fingers and still have a few fingers left. That's how few things good they've done for people. Yeah, you know, Social Security, That's a good thing. And forget about this health care nonsense. You know, real health care involves you taking care of your body. You want to eat good, healthy food, which government has made it pretty hard for you to do that. Like I just said, all imported fruit is irradiated nowadays, which takes away the nutritional value and gives you a small dose of radiation on top of that. What kind of crap is that? Stupidity, you know? It's, again, politicians trying to make it like they're doing something for you. They're doing nothing but wasting your tax dollars. And they can't even keep control of the money that that pours in and gets lost. It was just, somebody made note the other day, 2006, U.S. government under President Bush appropriated $50 billion for border security. Well, where did that money go? You know? President Trump is asking for $5 billion, and the Democrats don't want to give him. Well, how about looking for that $50 billion? I can tell you where it probably went, to the pockets of the crooked politicians and the black ops secret projects. That's where the money went, not on border security. But you ought to look into it, or maybe it's still laying around, or maybe it could still be accessed. That's what they should be doing. In fact, that guy, Mueller, he put him on the case. Instead of this nonsense with the... What a more waste of taxpayers' money. Nobody even cares if the Russians try to mess with the election. The real problem is the voting machines. They're all hackable. They've known that a decade ago, but they never changed the machines. There's the real problem. Of course, people are always going to try to hack into elections. Hey, both the Democrat Party. Why can't we hear that on the news media? The Democrat... political party and the Republican political party, they both hack the electronic machines during elections. Yes, they do. They both the parties hack. It's known. And the machines are hackable. That's known too. So why aren't we talking about that instead of this stupid nonsense of whether the Russians were helping Trump or not? It doesn't matter. Because you haven't solved the other problems. It's more important to stop the Democrats and Republicans from hacking into the elections. They're the biggest hackers of all. And how about just changing machines to machines that can't be hackable? In fact, just get rid of electronic machines. Again, no common sense. It's sickening. Sickening. The stupidity in government is sickening. Well, let's just jump to another topic. If you know somebody that is down and out, send them unconditional love. Send them what's known as the violet flame, which is a good flame. It doesn't burn you. It's a healing flame. It's called the violet flame. Think of the color violet and project that a flame of that color surrounding the person that needs your help. And send it to them and know that they're being healed by the violet flame. Power of suggestion. And these are things we're all going to have to be learning to do in the future. Because this is part of the future. This is the part of the better reality, where we project things, envision things to happen, and they manifest. You know, you picture it in your mind, and you send that thought out there, and it becomes a reality. Easier said than done, but it's not that difficult either. Do you know that you have more powers than you ever would realize? And we're all going to be finding out about that very soon when the our good galactic friends land their spacecraft on our world. Welcome to planet Earth, galactic friends. I hope they don't get out of the craft and say, take me to your leader, because our leaders are the last people they should be meeting with, because our leaders are all screwed up. They should be meeting with, if anything, they should take me to the masters of love. Now, those are the humans that they should want to meet. Anybody in political government, people are the most detestable people, the most stupid people. I can't get away from this, but I hope the our galactic friends realize that when they finally land that the people in government are the worst people that to be talking to. Fortunately, they have, are they holding the strings? And I just hope they realize that, you know, you're going to, if you go with the, to talk to the leaders, most of them are stupid, most of them are brain dead, most of them probably don't even know how to say hello. And they're liars. Deceivers. You know, if you're coming from a realm where there's truth and everything is open, how prepared are you to deal with people that are professional liars and deceivers? They could lie to the devil and convince him. That's how good these people are at lying and deceiving. So just keep that in mind if you're listening. You know, a human being, you're not just physical, you're physical and invisible things. It said, if I mentioned the five bodies, the mental, the emotional, the etheric, the plasma, and the physical. Physical is only one part of the five. You know, the plasma body, well, that can be also termed as the spiritual or the evolving soul part of your body, you know? How many people know that? Your soul is evolving. It's not stationary, it's evolving. And for those who know about the mystery monitor, when you hook up with your mystery monitor, which is a portion of God that rides with you in your life, there's an easy explanation of how God knows what everybody's doing. Puts a mystery monitor in your brain, and he's riding along, just watching and knowing what, witnessing what you're doing. Yes, there is a God, too. And your soul's evolving. So that bit of God that was given to you, and all humans are given to it now that are born of the natural way, you know, that's the question. When these ETs of crossbreed creatures and half-breeds, do they have a soul? Do they have a mystery monitor given to them? Well, that's an interesting question. But in general, all human beings have the mystery monitor in them. It's that small portion of God. And when you meld with, when you combine with that part that's taking the ride with you, then you have become something special. Your soul has evolved. And most of us haven't combined with that part of us, but a few have. And it's something you need to find out about. You need to go out there searching the fifth apocryphal revelation, find out what it's about. You know, it's a lot of important information that needs to be correlated with all the other important information. And there is plenty of important information out there. Let both intuition and logic be your yardstick for measuring truth. Let common sense be your navigator as you go with the flow. You know, just in case nobody, you're listening to the show, it's a call-in radio show, call in and give your two cents. Or has the human race been so subdued that nobody has anything original to say anymore? That's why nobody wants to call in. Okay? Or people are afraid to call in. You know, I listen to radio shows. Besides doing a radio show, I listen to radio shows, and occasionally I try to call in. And unfortunately, most of the time I don't get through. It's usually the line's busy. But right now, the line is not busy. You can get through. And when you want to say something, that is an important thing. Hey, you know, all I got to say is I want to remind everybody, January 20th, January 21st, it's not far away. The global meditation set up by our galactic friends. Yeah, the good guys out there, the good aliens, Pleiadians, and a host of others. Beings from the Andromeda galaxy. I guess mostly the Pleiadians, they have set this up. And so it's a global meditation under the guidance of galactic good guys, our galactic brothers and sisters, and they want us to participate in this global meditation, January 20th, January 21st. Look it up, the time slot. You know, I'm telling people, on January 21st at 12:11 a.m., early morning, that's the time to be meditating. If you're on the Pacific Coast, it's January 20th at 9:11 p.m. Sit down in your easy chair, clear your mind, and meditate, focus, project love. Think about sending the violet flame to Mother Earth. You just think about it, and you send it. You will it to happen, and it happens. And there's no excuse for not participating in this. No excuse for not participating in this. If you're listening to my voice, you have an obligation to participate in this global meditation. It's not asking much of you, but collectively, it'll mean a lot for our dear Mother Earth. And Mother Earth needs plenty of love. Yes, she does. And the Earth, she loves you. It's one of my songs. Look it up. Go to the CD Baby Music Store. Easy way to get there? Get on your computer. Go BBS Radio, Station 1, Saturday, 10 p.m. Pacific Time. That's my time. Connect the Dots Radio Show. Click on the name of the show, Connect the Dots. Scroll down to the CD Baby Music Store link. It'll be in purple, violet letters there. And click on it. And then you'll see my two albums. And search through the songs. There's 29-second preview of each song. There is that song, The Earth, She Loves You. It's there. Song written about the earth, you know? 29 seconds of a 4-minute song is not going to tell you the whole story. You know, buy it. Download it. 99 cents a song. I mean, really. It's an education. My songs on the album, Songs Better Than Dylan, they're educational. They're philosophical. They're mind enlightening. The songs alone will make you a smarter person. Buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Read it. It's only 183 pages, and only out of those 183, only 100 pages of text. You'll become a more educated person. That was the purpose of writing the book, to educate people beyond what they know already. a, what can I say? And just remember that the burden of proof lies equally on the shoulders of those who try to disprove something. You know, somebody says, where's your proof? You say to them, you turn around and say, well, where's your proof that it isn't true? And it's a good lesson to learn of how dealing with something. Hey, Kathy, our chambers are going to be brought to Earth. That's why we want our galactic friends to land their craft soon, because they're bringing tachyon chambers with them, perfect for healing. So you can buy them now, but you might not have the money for them. So you'll just have to wait until the ETs show up with the tachyon chambers. Supposedly can heal any woman of any problem. Anyhow, listen, we're getting near the close of the show here, so we're going to end the show like we always do. I always do. You're going to hear one of the best lead guitar solos at the end of my song, Are You the Party in Kind, followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. It could be your anthem, too. Listen to the words. It's telling a story. First, you'll hear the awesome lead guitar part. That it's just a very tasteful lead guitar part. It has a melody to it. Followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Listen to the whole song. Listen to the words. Let it sink in, and it could be your anthem too. Hey, tell your friends to tune in next week. Go out and buy yourself a microwave meter and find out what the real truth is. You're walking in a sea of microwaves. And protect your children. Take them out of school. Or at least get the microwave meter. Walk through the school and see that you're sending your kids to a dangerous place. Seriously. Okay, Mr. Engineer. And here we go. I'm going to do the countdown, and you take us out of here with my original music. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it'll clear.